two people enter, only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. Here we start a new week. Your overall record, by the way, is pretty significant. 118 wins, 12 losses. You're currently 2-0.
Yes.
On unlucky certificate number 13. Let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
You got the McRib. Big Matt.
Matt McRib is back. Nobody loves a McRib more than Matt.
No one was sadder than Matt when the McRib was taken away permanently, but I think it will return soon.
No, we got to get it on the ballot.
McRib for president.
I love it.
Yes, 4 more years.
All right, Matt, you know how it goes. Name is your buzzer. First one with 3 correct answers will be your champion on a Monday. Question number 1. Okay. In the movie Home Alone, what genre of music did John Candy perform?
Jeets, country?
Country,
I
nope.
don't remember it.
Nope, not country. Matt.
I got nothing.
Polka. John Candy always does polka in all of his movies.
I did not know that.
Damn, I can't believe you guys didn't know that. Question number 2. Chartreuse is a color between yellow and what other color?
Matt.
Blue
is incorrect.
I have no idea. Red.
Incorrect. Green. Chartreuse is a color between yellow and green. Question number 3. Who is the singer for The Who?
Jeets. It's Roger Daltrey.
Roger Daltrey is the correct answer. Question number 4. What restaurant chain closed recently in Oregon?
Jeets. Sherry's.
Oh, boy, Matt, you're down, too. You got to get going here, my friend. Question number 5. In the Marvel Comics universe, who has an assistant named Pepper Potts?
Jeets. No, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is incorrect. No Idea is incorrect. Tony Stark, otherwise known as Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
Pepper Potts. Question number 6. Who wrote the Communist Manifesto?
Jeets, Stalin.
Matt. Stalin is incorrect. Matt.
Castro
is incorrect. Karl Marx is the right answer. Question number 7. What U.S. city's nickname honors slow-cooking beans and molasses?
What?
What U.S. city's nickname honors slow-cooking beans in molasses?
Jeets, El Paso?
El Paso is incorrect. Matt.
Nothing. I got nothing.
Boston, man. It's known as Bean Town.
Oh. I know about the Red Sox and the Patriots. I didn't know about slow-cooking molasses.
See, that's
beans.
Where their whole name came from. Question number 8. What does an entomologist study? An entomologist.
Matt. Insects.
Insects is correct. Matt's on the board. Question number 9. What movie star real name is Marion Morrison?
Jeets. Betty White.
Betty White is incorrect.
I got nothing.
John Wayne.
Oh, I was so close.
You are both known for their gun prowess. Question number 10. The Guggenheim Museum is located in what city?
Jeets. That would be New York.
New York for the win. Yeah! Jeets starts the week off with a win. Well, it was good to hear from you, though, McRib.
Yeah.
Good
to hear from you guys.
Keep us updated on when it comes back, all right? I know you'll be the first one to know.
Yeah, 4 more years.
Well, the good news is I almost kept you from playing your song. What was I thinking about?
I don't know, man. We need to celebrate a victory and the return of the McRib.
That's true. By the way, we'll do this again tomorrow morning right around 7:35. Excuse me, if you ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets, very easy to find.
So easy to find. You can find it all on Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. Download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.